Skinner to me is like, you only got three options. That's to get a hit, sack fly, or strike out. And he said, I want you to get a hit. And he just laughed about it. And I was like, yeah, I want to get a hit too. So, I mean, it's always relieving and exciting for that to be my first collegiate hit.
Did you feel like that kind of broke the game open a little bit? Was it a tight game at that point?
Yeah, I definitely thought that broke the game open a lot for our team, because that's when we started getting hot as an offensive team.
I remember talking to Lopes the draft deadline day, and we were talking about you before the deadline hit, and said, hey, we're not sure I pick. You know, how close were you to not coming here and this all not happening?
You know, I was really close to taking the draft, but, I mean, thank God I came here so I can get 3 years under my belt and graduate college and get better as a player. I know the coaches will do that.
And did you expect to come in here and fight for playing time?
I expected to come in here and fight for playing time. You know, as a freshman, it's always good just to be in the lineup and contribute it to the team however you can.
Could you ask for a better first night?
No, that was a perfect first night for me. I mean, I'm thankful for that and blessed that that all happened for me.
Did you have any family here or anything?
Yeah, I had my father, my little brother, and then I had my grandpa.
What were you looking for on that three-run bubble?
You know, I was just looking for a pitch to drive and execute and get the run in from third. So I just put a good swing on it.
Did you see anything from the Kent State pitcher that you were able to
You know, my first couple of bats, the lefty threw a lot of sliders to me. So, I mean, I knew I had to stay on it for my third at bat. I mean, I was expecting to face him, but, I mean, I ended up facing the dude out of the pen, which was a plus for me. It was a right-on-left matchup with bases loaded, so that's always good.
Yeah.
How
about DHing? When are you okay with DH? Like, is there a kind of different routine that you have to figure out?
There's no really different routine offensively, but, I mean, you know, just got to keep my only thing I'm doing is hitting, so I got to contribute all the way I can with all the hitting I can.
You got to keep loose in between?
I keep loose. You know, I just get a jog in and go play catch at the right fielder, and that's fine. All
right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.